Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
35 years after Len Bias, the what if never subsides. Ask yourself, who would you draft right now? Would you take an 86 Len Bias over an 84 Michael Jordan? 35 years after the shocking death of University of Maryland legend and 1986 Boston Celtic first-round draft pick Len Bias, and we're still left with nothing but debates that seep from the eternal reflection of what if. The what if still haunts us. Documentary shorts and YouTube montages with grainy photos and footage from dusted VHS tapes put any 80s hoops junkie into time vacuums. The dunk over Duke's Danny Ferry and Cole Fieldhouse. The jumper, steal, and reverse dunk in Chapel Hill. The deluge of mid-range jumpers against UNLV. They're just a few of the many highlights that leave heads shaking forever. We can't accept the what if. As with all basketball debates and subjective rankings, the feats and talents of any legend are compared to those of Michael Jordan. We can't accept the what if. O. Leonard, as his Maryland coach Lefty Driesell would often refer to him, was certainly not as court savvy and fundamentally sound as the Dean Smith system shaped Olympian that Jordan was. But believe the truth. His body, explosiveness, and raw potential made it easy for him to be the speculative arch nemesis to Jordan. Bias would not have shared the same meteoric rise of Jordan. As a rookie, he would have been eased into a sixth, seventh man role in a savvy veteran forward rotation with Celtic legends Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. More importantly, he would have had Hall of Famer Dennis Johnson, who had also had a wild side early in his career, to guide him. We can only point to how Reggie Lewis grew as a Celtic and into an All-Star. With the Terry Cummings-like strength and inside play and a budding jumper that could propel Alex English-like scoring stretches, Bias would have a lethal NBA combination to be a perennial All-Star and possibly even more. Generational UNC Tar Heel fans are susceptible to what-if debates. There's too much pain. What if Tommy Lagarde doesn't hurt his knee? What if Kenny Smith doesn't break his wrist? What if Stack and Rashid stay for 96? What if Dwight Howard comes to UNC? The truth is, we can't accept the what-if.